the way my brain is wired, I'm not very good at just sitting down and starting a big writing project. It just never goes well. Instead, I'll start it weeks in advance, where I will open an outline or a mind map, and then I will go spend little, you know, spurts of time in there over the next couple of weeks. Even though I know I'm not going to start writing for 2 weeks, the map will begin quite early. And it's just been my belief that my subconscious mind does a better job of kind of sorting out how I want to put it all together. And so with a limited amount of active time on it every day, but probably the thing kind of percolating in the back of my head all day, I usually come up with a pretty thorough outline by the time I'm going to start writing the text. And once I get to that point, I export the mind map or the outline, just a simple text, into a text file. And then I just start, you know, putting meat on the bones, for lack of a better word. And I keep the thing in text. I don't think about what the typography is going to be or what the headings are going to look like or any of that stuff until the very end. And I spend the vast amount of my time writing whatever it is I'm writing into that text. And it just makes it really easy for me because I can edit it on my phone, my iPad, or my Mac. And the only thing that my only job at that point is the words. It's not any of the other layout stuff. And once again, just because, you know, the way my brain is wired, that actually makes things a lot easier. So I go and I write the text, you know, and sometimes I get it done very quickly, and sometimes it takes a long time, you know, just like anybody else, I guess. And I write projects of varying length. I've written 100,000 word books, and I've written 1,000 word articles, you know, and everything in between. So that obviously plays a role in it as well.